Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity this January 11th, 2012. We indeed give thanks for you and yours, your divine, all blessed, sacred presence here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Tithe Potions, and Hoodoo Central. You are listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeah Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary healing, and holistic, protective, and defensive, from a Pan-African Hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, the place from where I specialize in doing battle, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is January 11th, 2012, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca, Hoodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, powerful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of a healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. We are humbled and honored by your continued support here, live, and always in archive and at your leisure and convenience on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be more than happy to address you. I give thanks indeed for those who are ever present, not only live here in chat, but also here with me on the phone lines and who listen by way of the remote players. I feel you. I sense you. I connect with you. I appreciate you and your continued love and support. For indeed, two can chase 1,000 and three can put 10,000 to flight. And we are always under some type of spiritual, financial, emotional, cultural, racial attack. And today we stand on a firm foundation of understanding that all things can be worked most aggressively, most assuredly, without fail, in the spirit realm. We are dealing with all types of spirits. You've heard me say this before. You've heard me say it in more recent days. We're dealing with all sorts of spirits. Now, this morning, Veronica McAuliffe leaves a crazy message on my page. Still don't have a clue what she was talking about. Still don't have a clue who she was talking about. She just went into an attack. So I removed it from my Facebook page. And, of course, I sent her a message and let her know I didn't appreciate it. And if willing, what are you talking about? And, of course, she responds with more attacks. Now it's name calling and I'm on drugs and I'm a tourist trap. I don't know if she's talking about me or if she's talking about New Orleans. Is she talking about Congo Square? I'm clueless. The most information she gave was that she saw me on ABC News. I haven't been on ABC News. So, again, I have no idea what we're dealing with here. Spirit leads me to believe I'm dealing with a djinn. There's no logic. There's no reasoning. There's no explanation, just venom. And we see this a lot, particularly in the social networkings, where people feel free and rightly given the authority to dump whatever mess they want on you, onto your page, onto your friends, onto your family members, you know, the whole life. I've had several people in my family come and go, close down their page, come back, close down their page, come back, because of these little side attacks. And understand, I have a public record, not just on Keen, not just on Live Persons, not just on Desto, not just here in the community in Congo Square, but internationally. Do your homework. Do your research. You're not going to find any negative information about me because it doesn't exist. And to continue to launch the attacks and create the attacks, let me be clear. I think what's happening is association. There are some people out there that are very unhappy about who I choose and I'm led by spirit to connect with, understanding that there's no understanding, there's no spirit there. So if there's no spirit there, then you're only being led by your own flesh, by your own ego, by your own vanity, by your own sense of, well, I've got all the information, even though no one person has all the information. It's a big world, big planet, big populace. So when we step up in these forms of battle, particularly this year moving forward, there are forces, and it's recorded, it's documented, it's prophesied in all the world religions. There are forces at work now that are literally caravanning our words, our prayers, our thoughts, our deeds, right into the next dimension of manifestation. This is the year of being really true to what you say, positive or negative. Be careful about launching these attacks. These attacks can and will come back to haunt you, particularly with me. I'm an open book. I'm an open book. I'm not some reader with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different usernames, different personalities, different profiles, different identities, different locations, none of that. And every move that I've made since Hurricane Katrina is documented here online, on YouTube, on the radio show. Remember, I did my Blog Talk radio show from the Salvation Army upon trying to return to the city. So all my stuff is an open book. Who I am, what I do, what I represent. And when these attacks come, and it's, again, it's ironic, the timing, you know, we're making heads, we're opening mouths right now here at the House of the Divine Prince. We're actively initiating people into the traditions. There are people that are not happy about that. And that which is authentic has to come to the surface. You can say what you want. You can make up what you want. You can castigate what you want. You can gossip what you want. That which is most authentic will come to the surface. And we're seeing many things in our society, in our government, in our community, in our neighborhood that's a direct result of what comes out of our mouth. What we say, what we do, what we believe, but more importantly, what we project upon other people. This is not the time to play a game. Understand me, this is not the time to be unauthentic to what you believe. Look, if you're a demon, call it a demon, act as a demon, perform demon duties, do your will. Do your will. You have a will, I have a will. Spirit has given us all a journey. So do your thing. But this sort of, you know, straddling the fence of being an authority, of whatever you claim to be an authority in, but then straddling this Jerry Springer, this reality TV, this tabloid gossip BS, it completely unauthenticates everything that you profess. And the divine sense, even in battle, even in challenge, everything I do and say re-authenticates who I truly am. I never drop my guard. I never drop my persona. I never drop my spirit. Like the old folks used to say, I never lose my religion, because it's not who I am. That's not where I battle from. You cannot publicly announce, advertise, display guaranteed results, display specialty in doing battle, and not be challenged, and not be taunted for even saying so, let alone having a record of doing something about it and with it. So, again, I just had to get that off. For those who are just tuning in, understand that my shows right now are only going to be 30 minutes long until me and Voodoo Priestess Ava Kay can sort of get some balance. She is moving back and forth between Houston and New Orleans, and, of course, I'm doing initiations right now and have a wealth of things on my plate. So it's very hard to sort of commit to doing a two-hour show every day right now. And I'll pick up again. Don't worry. I'll pick up. We'll go back to doing a two-hour show. But, again, we are fueled and fed by your offering, your participation, your love, your support. And I am truly honored and truly grateful. Remember, I am here with you and for you in your endeavors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, specializing in doing battle, specializing in results. All is indeed a blessing until tomorrow. I'm going to do a couple of YouTube videos today, so connect with me, youtube.com/voodoo. All is a blessing. Aye, Bobo, Ashe. Thank you.
Thank you. let it.